Well, if I was speaking of food, I'd say it's delicious. But if it's good, I see. What would I say there? If this is good,
this is two times as good.
It's twice as good, I guess. It's,
fishing yesterday, that fish I caught, would you say that he bit slowly?
Oh, I would say he nibbled.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's say a car is going down the road, the fender's falling off, the tires blow out, the engine falls apart, and the frame splits. Someone says, did this happen gradually? Let's say it was simultaneous. You'd say, no, it didn't happen gradually, it just
happened all at once. That's like the old age when you're speaking to me after this fishing trip.
That's the way I feel. I have the creeps. Let's see, the day after Monday is
Tuesday.
2 days later it's
Thursday.
1 day before that,
Wednesday.
And the day before Sunday?
Saturday.
What part of the day, well, what part of the day is it now, at quarter?
I'm getting more and more to call it afternoon, but years ago, anything after 12 o'clock was evening, this evening.
Mm-hmm. And how long are you going to continue until evening and continued until when?
Evening and changed to night. When it got dark, it was night. But regardless of the time of day, it was from 12 o'clock noon till it got dark.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wasn't evening, it was night.
And this morning, you'd say we were out at the lake before
daylight.
And then it got daylight and the sun.
The sun came up.
What time would you say that is when the sun comes up?
Around 5 o'clock, 5:30.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday evening we were out there before
sunset. Before sundown, that's sun up and sundown, whenever sunrise and sunset is seldom if ever used.
Sun up, huh?
Sun up. Sun up and sundown, and like working in the field, work from sun up to sundown.
Hmm. If we're going to tell time, and let's say we're going to use as a checkpoint the Sunday that's just passed, and then go back in time 1 week, how would you refer to that?